Are you an equine association member? Unlock major discounts on top brands like John Deere and Big Ass Fans with equine discounts. Save on everything from paint, fans, and office supplies to farm equipment such as tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and gators. Go to equinediscounts.com today.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1596, brought to you today by Spalding Fly Predators. This time, Mary Kitzmiller and I sit down for a chat about body calmness.
Easy, effective, and eco-friendly fly control starts with Fly Predators. Fly predators are the organic, natural way to dramatically minimize your fly problem. Learn more about fly predators and other Spalding Labs fly control solutions at Spalding, Spalding-labs.com.
This is the part of the show after we catch up a little bit on things like Marvel movies. We do Mary's monthly training tip. And it's always inspired by something interesting. So what is your training tip and what inspired it?
Okay. Oh, and one little note before that. I just want to say that the Venn diagram between horse person and geek is a circle. So
yes. It's a perfectly round circle. Yeah.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, training tip is body control for calmness. So I've talked about this a lot before on the show, and I think the questions that we have today from the auditors warrant another visit into this topic. So when I first heard the term body control or was being taught about the term body control, I just thought about it in terms of, well, yeah, I've got to get my horse to do these maneuvers so we can win the show or look super fancy in front of our friends. And so body control and the maneuvers is like, well, can I get my horse to go forwards and backwards? And can I get him to side pass and two track? Can I get him to go in a little circle and a big circle? Can I get lead changes? Can I get their hindquarters to go this way and their front end to go that way? And can I get them in a headset and yada, 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 yada. And I was so focused on whether I could just check the maneuvers off my list, I didn't realize all the real benefits of getting excellent body control on your horse. Another saying you'll often hear in the Western clinician sphere of idioms is, in order to get to the horse's mind, you have to get to the feet. So foot control, body control to get to their mind. And I still misunderstood this when I first started learning and being taught about groundwork. So my first groundwork program that I was immersed in was very comprehensive, and it taught me all the maneuvers that I so badly wanted to learn to make my horse look super cool. Like I could get him to do rollbacks on the lunge line, and he could canter around me on the lunge line and be really soft, and we could do liberty, and I could get him to jump over things on the ground. I could point and get him to run into a horse trailer. I could control any part of the horse's body I wanted. And because I was thinking about body control to get to the horse's mind, not in the most correct way, the way that I would solve issues wasn't always effective. So the attitude that I had for training horses in the beginning was, if your horse gives you any attitude or they're just being silly or distracted, then you need to make them run in a whole bunch of different circles and make them go left and right and backwards and get them so busy that they can't focus on anything else but doing the things you ask. And that can work because, yeah, you are really kind of stepping into your horse's, focus and saying, you have to focus on me. There's no time to focus on anything else. And it can get them tired, and tired horses tend not to be as goofy and silly. But it still didn't solve all the problem. And I just thought that anytime my horse did something I didn't want, I had to make him really busy and really kick up a lot of dirt and really put a lot of effort into it. And over time, I began to realize that that more often than not can just get your horse more anxious and more fractious over time, because they're just waiting for you to make them run around at any moment. So they're just kind of always on edge. So it, especially with really hot and nervous horses, really keyed up horses, that just it didn't seem to work. Or I could get it to work, but not really all the way. I didn't have a horse by the end of it that was just like inherently calm. And finally, I came to the realization that being able to control the feet controls the mind, not because I'm showing the horse that I'm the alpha, or I'm just really giving him something to think about instead of thinking about everything else. It shows that I'm someone my horse can trust when my ever my horse is unsure. He knows that I'm going to set him right and I'm going to help him out. And so they start learning to just be calm before it's ever an issue. And sometimes getting the control of the feet will look like, okay, we're going to go some fast circles. We're going to work on our speed and precision, like working on a cow. But most of the time, it's real gentle. And I don't want to always be wearing my horse out on the ground or under saddle. So a real easy way to think about, well, how do I go about getting body control? There is a plethora of groundwork and riding programs out there that you can follow that will show you this is how I teach my horse to side pass. This is how, I teach them to yield their hindquarters, whether it's a Western style clinician or a dressage trainer or, any kind of high-end trainer that can really teach horses how to have that precision. There's a lot of programs out there you can look at, but a simple way to view it is just look at your horse and just wonder, I wonder if I could get him to pick up his left front foot and put it back one step. And then I wonder if I could get him to pick up that foot again and bring it forward one step. Or I wonder if I gently press my hand on the bridge of my horse's nose, could I get him to yield to that and back up a step? Or could I get my horse to follow me around at liberty? Or if I put my leg in my horse's rib cage, could I get him to move away from that and do a little side pass? And if there's any body part you come across that you realize I don't really have very good command over being able to control that body part, then you work on it. And you can do trial and error. It doesn't have to be a super structured way of doing it. But the more you can get command of where your horse puts his feet, what you're going to learn after a while, not only is it going to keep you safe, because if your horse is running off, but you have body control, you can slow them down. If your horse is wanting to buck, but you have body control, you can shut that down. Or if you're walking on a bridge and your horse is not paying attention and getting ready to walk off that bridge, if you have body control, you can fix that. Or you're trying to get your horse in the trailer and they keep swinging their butt into you to try to not get in the trailer. Well, if you have body control, you can fix that. So in a practical sense, of course, you're gonna have a better time with your horse. But what I've noticed over time is the more precise you get that, you will get horses that just start being calm, even the most high energy horse out there. And I think what it does for the horse, I think it allows them to settle. They want to follow direction from someone who knows what they're doing. Whatever problem you have going on with your horse, the answer, every answer I'm going to give you is body control, everything. And so if you just get to work on a really good program you like for getting control of the horse's feet, a lot of your issues just start to either melt away over time or they become extremely manageable.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.